From Melbourne to the world, you are listening to Parks E.
Thank you so much for giving up your time and chat with me today. I really do appreciate it. So I shall begin.
No problem.
So how did you get into acting?
Well, it's something that I wanted to do since I was really young. Like, I'd always had a thing for just creating plays and stories. My mom wasn't that wild about it. She really wanted me to get into singing, but she had entered me in musicals as a child, and so the acting side really came out after all that.
And you've been doing modeling as well, so how does the modeling fit in with the acting, which obviously may be your main focus?
Well, once I got an agent for acting, like that was back in high school, they also dealt with a lot of modeling aspects too. They were an acting and modeling agency. So what they did was they did a couple of photo shoots with me in terms of headshots and stuff, but they also sent me things for modeling jobs too. And I got a little bit of a feel for it. I didn't do it that much in high school, just here and there. But once I moved out to LA, there were a lot more opportunities and I had spare time on the weekend, and it was a way to get out of the house, do something fun, and I really realized how much I enjoyed it and how I found like a lot of self-expression in it.
So how did it feel for you making the change from where you grew up to coming to move to LA to give it a really good shot in acting and modeling?
Ooh, you know, at first I was a little nervous because I had never been to LA before. My first time stepping foot in California was when I started college. Like, I had never been to the college before. It was my first day. So I was a little nervous, but once I spent, I think it was a week out here, I was ready, I was set. I loved it. It was a different environment than back in Pennsylvania. And I found it to be overall pretty accepting, very liberal. There was a lot of freedom of self-expression that I really personally enjoyed. So it really grew on me very fast.
So what has been the highlight for you so far and what you've been doing?
You know, I really like using my Instagram and my social media platform to really just get causes out there in the open. One of the things I really attempt to be open about on my Instagram is the fact that I am asexual, and just getting people familiar with asexuality and what that is has been like really a lot of fun for me. I mean, yeah, you get like some weird questions, you get some weird people, but for the people who actually have an interest in what it is, it's really, there's something really fulfilling about explaining that to them and telling them what it is for you, what it is for some other people, just the different spectrums, and just really getting the idea that it is a sexual orientation out into the open, because a lot of people don't necessarily see it like that.
Cool. So what do you hope you'll get out of your acting and your modeling?
Acting for me is just something I really enjoy. It's something I'm very passionate about. Just creating something is, it's really nice. The modeling I see more as an opportunity to empower others through empowering myself. There's a lot of body positivity that goes into it. There are a lot of causes that can be expressed through it. While the acting side is more a self-centric thing, the modeling is more to help others. I mean, it's also to help myself because I've dealt with body positivity issues in the past, but I feel like that's a really good way to show that, like, there are ways to get over it. It is okay to express yourself and be who you want to be and all that stuff. And hopefully I would like to get to that point with my acting where I have more of an influence, where I can use that platform to do the same thing that I do with my modeling. But for now, it's easier to get the word out with my modeling than with acting.
Cool. So have you had any bad experiences yet?
Ooh, in terms of social media, yes. In terms of acting, modeling, not really. Like, the people I work with, I try and make sure that they're reliable people. A lot of them are recommended to me from other people who have worked with them. So I've lucked out with that. I've worked with people who are just absolutely amazing. Love to work with them again. The social media aspect, I've had a couple interesting encounters, I guess I would say. I'm very open about the fact that I am not very happy with the outcome of the 2016 election, so I get some backlash from that sometimes. I'm very open about the fact that I'm a feminist, so I will get backlash from that a lot. But I guess the most uncomfortable interactions that I've had are with people who not necessarily just don't understand or don't like asexuality, but they feel like it's something that can be fixed. And the way that they suggest fixing it is not necessarily something that's ever very good. So that, I'd say that's probably the most uncomfortable thing that I have to deal with is people who believe that they can fix the whole asexuality thing.
So how does social media help you with getting jobs and networking and getting yourself out there to potential casting agents, directors, and all those kind of people?
Ooh, well, social media is becoming, especially Instagram, really important to a lot of casting directors, which it's a dual-edged sword. And on one side, you've got the people who have worked really hard to get their Instagrams up. They're based on talent and their natural abilities. But on the other hand, there's the casting directors that cast people solely on their social media. So I don't know. I can see both sides there. Personally, for me, it's been a good experience in terms of modeling. Once my Instagram kind of blew up a little bit more, it was a lot easier to be able to reach out to people and say, hey, I really enjoy your work. And then they'll message you back to say, oh, yeah, I really like what you've been doing too. Would you like to work together? So it's a lot easier to find people to work with and to really express your creativity once you start really working on your social media.
So what do you hope the rest of 2017 will have in store for you in your career?
Ooh, well, I am a full-time student, so just focusing on that, I think, is my current goal, just furthering my education, my knowledge of acting, and if for some reason something would happen where I would get offered a part for something, I might consider taking some time off of school, but I would really like to graduate before I do anything big.
So what are you studying?
I am getting my Bachelor of Fine Arts in Acting at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy here in LA.
Cool. Cool. So what have you seen recently, television or movie-wise, that's inspired you as an actor?
Television-wise, I lived a very sheltered childhood, so I didn't get to watch a lot of stuff that was on TV at the time. So for the first time in my life, I finally got to watch Avatar: The Last Airbender. So that's been a huge inspiration to me in terms of, like, voice acting. In terms of movies, Wonder Woman. I adore Gal Gadot with every fiber of my being. That was such a good movie. I came out of the movie theater ready to fight everybody, which has been a lot of fun because at school they have a lot of stage combat courses, so the whole fight scenes, it really just rejuvenated the whole passion I had for that aspect of my acting.
From Melbourne to the world, you're listening to Parks E.